Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to do your quiet time with the Lord. First thing as you wake up, after receiving Turning Point ministration, engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be asked to take for the day, then pray more on your own as long as you can. Welcome to Saturday, the 29th day in March 2025. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent and be responding with Amen, I receive it. God's memo for us today is in Isaiah 62 verse 4, and it reads, Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. Say Amen. You shall no more be called forsaken, desolate, sickly, barren, poor, frustrated, depressed, and miserable. I prophesy to someone's life this day who is feeling abandoned, no helper, no true friend, no support, struggling alone. Put your hand on your heart. That narration is changed. God will send genuine support and helpers to you and your children. You shall get the help you need. God will put his oil of divine attraction and attention on you and your things, on your children, and everything you do. Loneliness is removed from your life. Who is this person? You are a victim of witchcraft action. It's like a spell is cast on you or a loved ones around you. You know that what is happening to you is not ordinary. It has spiritual dimension. If this is described in you, lay your hand on your body. All witchcraft attack on you or your loved ones, on your business, on your career, and your investment, catch fire now. All powers of darkness incense against you, lose their hold and their power on you. God will surround you with fire, your family with fire, so you become untouchable, too hot to harm, in Jesus' name. Who is this also? You have traveled, or you will be traveling this weekend. I prophesy journey mercies. Please anoint yourself, speak protection and safety to your life, and take your mantle along. Mercy will speak for you today. Mercy is a door opener. Mercy pardons our past. Mercy connects to right people. Mercy that brings resources. Someone is listening to me now. The battles on your life follows you from the womb. You were born with it. I prophesy to your life today, all forces and powers plaguing you from birth end today. I say end now. I call for a new version of you to emerge. The evil umbilical cord that ties you to your ancestors is hereby severed by fire. Your life will receive divine intervention. Go on and live a life of purpose in Jesus' name. March 29th celebrants, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your life is blessed. Your birthday is blessed also. The rest of your life is blessed in Jesus' name. Use your two hands to wipe your face. Now, let's learn. Please, get your communion element ready. After these ministrations, you will take the communion when I have blessed it for you. First issue today. Good morning, my dad. I married in 1989 and was blessed with four children. When I married my husband, he was a contractor. His business was not thriving. So I carry on with the load of feeding the family and paying rent. In 2008, I looked for work for him. Do you know that up till today, he has not been paying our house rent, even the care of the children. Now the landlord has sent us packing, sold his house to another, a new owner. My husband has no money for rent. Sir, I want to go and borrow money to rent a new house, but I will not allow him to pack along with us. Am I an inconsiderable wife? I am tired. Please help me. Wow. I'm just wondering how a man with four children will not do everything legally possible to earn a living to take care of his home. I also did not know how you got married to a man who from day one, you are the one responsible for the home responsibilities, including house rent, feeding, and the children's school fees. Maybe you gave him the impression that you are able to do so ab initio. Most lazy men, or call them husbands, hides under the canopy of my wife is able. My wife has a good job. You will hear them. When children go to ask them for anything, they will say, go to your mother. Whenever they ask for anything, that is wrong. Well, don't send him away. You have already married him, as I always say, and is the father of your four children. Help him in whatever way possible to get profitably engaged. Once he's not violent or abusive, tolerate him and assist him to also rise up. I'm in no way condoning laziness or his laid-back approach to life. Next, good day, Daddy. Concerning the 19-year-old guy, I think his parents are financially okay and people are also helping him with money. I'm also 19 years old. When I was 17, I started saving money to buy an oven for my work. But my parents are not financially okay, so I had to support myself in my education. Wow, different strokes for different folks. Well, that's also good. Working to send yourself to school is also an investment. That is the portrait of my life. I started work early in life, saved money to send myself to school, and with God's help, here we are today. God had helped me and showed me mercy. We also come for you. We all have different backgrounds in life. But whatever anyone's background is, don't let your background keep your back on the ground. Get up. The Lord will see you through. Next, sir, is Matthew 6:33 a covenant or a promise? Wow, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to you. It is not a promise. It is not a covenant. It is a command to every one of us who is a believer. This is the mantra or the motto that God's children should live by. Seek God first with your heart, with your strength, your time, and your resources. He will add all other material things to you. The mistake most people make is running after all the other things, hoping that afterwards they will now come and serve God with it. No, all material things of this world will be additional benefit to you when you make God the center of your life. This exactly is what God gave me grace to do. It has paid off handsomely today. I sought for God. He added all other things to me. Listeners, do the same. Yes, you will experience the best of God. God is a better paymaster. Next, good morning, our daddy and members of TPGF. I believe I'm a naturally kind and compassionate person, helping people and lifting them up. But once they rise, they never look back. Thankfully, I don't lack. But it pains me deeply. Is there any negative spirit around me that makes people use and dump me? Daddy, please advise me before I withdraw completely from helping people. More anointing, sir. Oh, wow. Oh, no. Don't stop giving and don't stop helping people as much as you can. You are sowing seed. Giving is seed sowing. You'll find that I emphasize giving and sowing on this platform. Thank God you suffer no lack and you will never suffer any lack. Your harvest days are ahead. Don't expect help, thank you, or compensation from the people you are helping. Just keep doing all you can. Your payday is coming. God Almighty will pay you with what money can buy and with what money cannot buy. Love you. Be blessed. Listeners, our time is gone. We will take it off from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. The National Ministers Conference I've been announcing is almost here. Next week, Wednesday, April 2, from 10 a.m. that day. Write it down. Don't forget. Venue is Goshen Land, Allen Avenue Junction. Right on the main road there, Ikeja, Lagos. It is interdenominational. So it is for all ministers, irrespective of ministry, race, or color. It hosts quarterly. Don't miss this edition. It promises to be great. Iron sharpens iron. It will be live streams. So ministers, join us from all over the world online. Ministers from Abeokuta, Ogun State, and Ibadan, Oyo State, buses have been arranged to bring you to Ikeja, Lagos, and return you back after the meeting. But you need to send a chat, an SMS, or a call to book a seat. How many of you are coming from your ministry or your church for Abeokuta? The line to SMS, chat, or call 0802-779-6376. From Ibadan, 0806-928-6662. Do so now. Remember, this Monday, March 31, is our 30 minutes crossover vigil. Crossover VG online. We will be crossing over from the month of March to April under a high anointing from 11:50 p.m. to 12:20 a.m. 30 minutes that night online through our social media platforms of YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Get ready. Please don't slip off. Don't forget. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, Batu, Thanksgiving, Partnership Seed Commitment, C3333. We are still sowing this third month of the year. You can sow yours and sow it again. Do as God gives you the grace. Don't forget our welfare seed that is ongoing in our Zenith Bank account that I have given you. God is a rewarder of those who diligently serve Him. Now to the communion. Take your communion in your hand and let me bless it. I pronounce the communion blessed, the element of His blood and His flesh. He was beaten and battered and shattered so that we can be intact. His blood was shed so that our blood can be retained. Whatever cannot conquer His blood will not conquer you. As you eat and drink, the power of God will sort through your system. You will be healed, delivered, connected. You will pray more on your own on this communion element. Prophesy whatever you desire God to do, and it shall become your testimonies. God will see you through. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, please answer. Truly blessed. Bye.